good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're here to bring you our commentary and opinions regarding our economy and financial news. And yes, it's been another long day here at Discount Gold and Silver, but I want to thank each and every one of you who have purchased from Discount Gold and Silver and for your patience. And today is March 24th, Tuesday. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Mel. You sound really up today. That's good to hear.
Well, it actually quieted down a little bit today.
Oh, did it?
I only had 100 calls versus 200, so, it's all relative on how calm it has gotten. But the stock market is up, and you know what? That's, you know, that controls people more than, it's amazing how that controls people.
It really is.
Stock and, you know, market, yeah.
And last week, there was a time to buy gold and silver. The prices are down. Now, they're going up again. Pretty, I mean, gold's flying up. But last week's a good time to
and
buy.
I'll tell you, know, you why that happened.
And I was glad to, I still think I could do that when it was down, because it's going to pay off big time. Go ahead, Melly. Why did that happen?
Well, first thing this morning, we saw gold up. I don't know where it was in the early morning trade before the markets. I just haven't been able to follow everything. And it was up 120 plus, something like that. And the London Exchange, they made the announcement that they were not delivering gold. They're not delivering any physical gold. So that would be like, that's on the same page as the COMEX in New York saying we're not going to be delivering any gold. So, you know, the price has jumped. And everybody knows these contracts are worthless. Everybody knows paper is worthless. Everybody knows fiat dollars are worthless, but yet what do? How many people went into the market today? Oh, it's at a bottom and government's going to stimulate until for trillions and trillions of dollars? Are you kidding me? It's like, what is wrong with people? They know how to control you. And everybody falls in line just as obedient and does exactly what they want you to do. It's amazing. It really is.
It really is. It
How
really
many
is.
People? Yeah.
And they never learn. They never learn.
You know, and it's just, I mean, it is just incredible. But here you have the, and this is a big deal. Product isn't out there. Product is tight. Premiums are big. I had one guy yesterday. He was looking to buy some coins. I said, I'll tell you what, let's go. I'll buy the same amount as you do. He was going to buy 20 gold, whatever was there, kangaroos. I said, I'll buy 20 if you buy 20. I'm going to wait. Okay. Today he's calling me. Well, you know what? The premium is a whole lot higher. And it's really not panic buying. You don't want to panic buy. But on the other hand, you don't want to be, now, I can't say that. Bob Chapman used to, but I can't. You can't be, you just can't be, you know, I can't think of any other word but the one I'm thinking of and I can't say.
You just can't be a procrastinator, right? Is that a good
okay,
way to put
we'll
it?
Stick with,
let's just
we'll
do it
stick
that
with
way.
That one.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to. Because you know what? We can tell you, I can tell you what you're going to do, what people are going to do. Well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. And then it gets away from you. And it goes a little bit higher. And then, then when it's higher, then you get in. And then it'll fall back a little bit. I mean, it's just get in there and you hold. This is a long-term investment.
Yes, it is.
And I think our investments are going to be paying off sooner than later. I think we are in that market. You can't, I haven't been able to read as much news as I usually do. But hello, has anybody read the headlines? Has anybody talks about all these businesses, 30% unemployment, and that's government's numbers, 20 to 30%, if we get in the real numbers? Are you kidding me? And you think this is going to end well? You think all of us, think all of a sudden businesses and factories are going to come back to the United States? it's a nice thought. Ain't gonna happen. Not in any meaningful way. So they kill off all the old folks. Everyone gets to live in a nice youthful society. No one respects the elders anymore, particularly not in this country. They might care about their own grandmother or grandfather, but any other grandmother and grandfathers, you know, they'll put them out. I mean, it doesn't... With the Obamacare, has everybody forgotten about the death panels that was so widely discussed? Everybody has short memories. And it is hard to remember everything, particularly when you see or things are happening so quickly. I'm looking at a trade that was made on February 27th today, and I'm thinking, that really wasn't that long ago, but it seems like a year ago. That's how fast things are going. And it's only going to go faster. We haven't seen anything yet. The L.A. sheriff is ordering gun stores to close. I mean, it's Purdue workers walk out over conditions. What do you think that up here they're risking our lives for chicken? Where do you think the chicken food, the chicken from the grocery stores are going to come from now? Even Goldman Sachs says buy gold now. I mean, Butch, I've never...
I know. I'm like you, Imelda. I mean, you've been this a lot longer than I have been, and you know what the ins and outs, but I marvel at how people procrastinate things that has literally changed my life, but they won't take my word for it for their own lives. I don't want to say. I mean, you dealt me over a lot of years, and you've seen things that listened to your advice and Bob Chapman's advice had done for me and my family, and you've seen that. I mean, with your own eyes, you dealt with me, and I've tried to witness to that. But the masses just aren't going to hear it.
I know, and I don't get it. Here we're supposed to be in this big, and I get there's all kinds of theories and ideas about what's going on, and, you know, I'm saying, well, you know what, 6 months from now we can investigate it and see where we're at and see how it's turned out and everything. But put yourself, this is real. It's not a hoax. They'll use it. We know how it's changing our country. But everything's supposed to be back to normal by Easter? Do you really believe that's possible? When you look at other nations, I mean, you can't say it's a hoax when you look at Italy. Then you see, or is that all fake pictures? Are those all fake coffins? Butch, are they?
Well, you know, I've read so many different things in both directions. No, it's not a hoax. People are dying from it. I think the numbers are highly jacked up, but that's beside the point. People are dying from it. And I see this coming across every day, and the news media, it's from the beginning of the news to the end of the news. You don't hear anything about the Middle East. You don't hear anything about anything else going on in the world. Politics been kind of dropped to the side. It's all about coronavirus. And for whatever reason, whether we consider the numbers real or not, is beside the point. They're bringing the country down economically for sure with all this.
Yep,
they truly are. And I do believe the numbers are highly, highly hyped up. I truly do. I can just about prove it from a place like John Hopkins University's even saying some things. But anyway, that's not the point. Point of it is that they're accomplishing destroying the economy and many businesses with this. And it's not going to get better next week. It's not. I know Trump said it's going to all go away, and I like to think, I would love to believe it's going to happen within a couple of weeks. I think back to normal. But it can't. It won't. How long going to take you out of this mess? I have no idea, Melody. I don't know.
But people believe him.
I know
people
they do.
People believe him.
I know they do.
Everybody thinks he's doing it. I don't want... I'm not bashing Trump. But I'm sorry. Sometimes you have to call it what it looks like anyway. And it's just not him. But it's the rest of them. They're a bunch of boobs. I can't say it any nicer. They are. They're a bunch of... I look at some of these... That's why I can't watch it anymore. I don't watch, you know, I watch a few minutes in the morning at night, and then I read my financial stuff. And, Butch, it's... I shaved my head.
Well, somebody said the other day in one of the reports, a nation that was created by geniuses and run by idiots. I didn't say it. Somebody else said that. You know, a nation was created by geniuses and now it's run by idiots. I can't argue the point. I'm sorry, I can't argue the point. They made a valid point. If you look at what we once were, even in our lifetime, Billy, when we were youngins, compared to today, America is no stronger than she was 50 years ago. She's much, much weaker in a lot of different directions. You know
sure
that.
Sure is.
And the core of America, what made America at one time, the values of the people, the work ethic, the unity of the people made it America. All that's gone. Most of us in Tallahassee, most of it's gone. And we're seeing the results of it. I mean, it's so bad now that supposedly this comes from China, but now Chinese people are actually afraid for their own safety because people are yelling at them, cussing at them, threatening them. This article here from a lady named Wan Zhu was walking to her gym in San Francisco on March 9th, thinking the workout could be her last for a while, when she noticed that a man was shouting at her. He was yelling at an expletive about China. Then a bus passed, she recalled, and he screamed after it, "Run them over." She tried to keep her distance, but when the light changed, she was stuck waiting with him at the crosswalk. She could feel him staring at her. Then suddenly she felt it. He spit on her, hit her right in the face. And she said she was in shock, of course, but she went and got away from him, finally went around the corner and stood there and cried. Now, of course, this happened in World War II, and then they locked up all Japanese Americans. But this is not
a
good thing.
Yeah, but you know what, Butch? Yeah, but you know what, Butch? Why? Because you have the president standing up there saying it's a Chinese virus. So, yeah, people are going to get all fired up against the Chinese. That's why. You know, if he would quit calling names and tagging it, no, it's probably our virus. We know where the various reports were that it has come from. I'm not here
That's
to debate
true.
That. But here
very
you have true. The President of the United States up there, and it isn't funny. I listened to one guy. He's the guy that was replacing Rush while he gets his treatments for his lung cancer. He thinks he loves listening to Trump, saying he feels like he's a good old boy. That's how you're supposed to have a leadership, and whether you believe in this or this situation, whether it's real or not, still a crisis. Businesses around this country are shutting down and around the world.
Well, how long have we told people, prepare for a crisis, whether it's natural or man-made, it's still a crisis. Prepare yourself for it. How long have we said that, Melody? How many times have you said that? I don't know who's behind this and what's behind it exactly. I really don't know. I have a lot of good information. But I can't say, well, this is what happened. This is who did it. I don't think anybody can that I know of personally. But whether it's man-made or for real. No, we don't know. Whether it's man-made or for real, it's still a crisis. Millions of people are out of work. They can't even feed their babies. That's a crisis, folks. That's a crisis.
And I can't see where any leadership, and you can blame the Democrats, you can blame whoever you want, but they're not any better this time than they were all these past years. It's all the same.
Well, did he get the stimulus through today? Do you know? The $2 trillion, was it voted through, or do you know?
I don't know if it went to a vote or not. I just haven't had a chance to follow. I'll look here while we're talking, but I want to give the market report today. And
yes,
remember,
yes.
Guys, the London Exchange is not delivering gold. It would be the same as the New York Stock Exchange. The COMEX not delivering gold. And now everybody wants physical because they know the contracts are worthless. It's just paper. And everybody thought it would happen in silver first. Well, no, it is going to be all about gold. Silver's a nice investment. It's going to follow gold. It's going to do extremely well. but I've seen in this market with the online information, a lot of great information. I love reading the information online. If you follow it properly and read the right ones, but they build all this sensationalism around everything. But anyway, let's get to the gold prices today before we run out of time. We have gold up 77 right now in the New York spot price after market, 1633. The high was 1682. Silver was up 98 cents at $14.35. Remember, we were ready to break 12. Platinum was up $66. That was 10%. Oh, all because everybody thinks the economy is coming back. Hello? The world economies are shutting down. People are dying. $711 for platinum. Palladium up $205 at $2,020. You have, and actually, if you can find platinum, it's not a bad trade. You have USDX was down 0.54, still at 101.94, just shy of 102. That's the only thing that's keeping this whole thing together. Crude oil, 58 cents to the upside, 23.94. Paper markets today, you have the Dow up 2,112 points, up 11%, 20,704. That was probably after there was a town hall meeting. I'm sorry, that just, with the president, that just doesn't instill confidence in me. You know, during a crisis, I don't want my president to be doing town halls, pitching for his presidency in 2020. And that's what that was all about, and it got the stock market up to 20,000. He's a good pitchman. He's a good carnival barker. NASDAQ was up 557 points, 7,417. And me, more than anyone, during a crisis, I want to support my president, both sides. Doesn't matter who it is, everyone should support the president as we go through a crisis. But it's really hard. It's really hard, Butch.
I hear you.
S&P up 209 points at 2,447. 10-year yield 0.82%. They had this all planned, all the European. This was a this was all planned globally. All the stimulus went into the markets overnight, and it fell through into our markets this morning. Germany up 11%, Hong Kong up 4.5%, Japan up 7%, London up 9%. Do you think that's a coincidence? We'll be right back.
Went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And, of course, you can listen to these programs live at the website or archived. So please go to the website, dgscoins.com. We have a caller. We have Robert from Canada calling in. Good afternoon, Robert. What do you have to share with
Good
us?
Good afternoon. It's nice to talk to you again. Listen, I was talking to my pharmacist, and he tells me that every year, thousands upon thousands of people die of the flu.
Yes,
ordinary
that's true.
Ordinary
that's
flu.
That's very true, yes.
And I can't believe the amount of attention is being paid to this coronavirus, because relatively few people have died from it. I believe there's another agenda. Besides combating this virus, it's not doing that much damage, but we're talking martial law and shutting down countries, and bringing the nations to their knees financially.
That's very true, Robert.
Very true. Agreed.
So,
very true.
I think you need to look for a hidden agenda.
To give you an idea, Robert, what you said and back it up, according to John Hopkins University, there's a billion flu cases worldwide every year, with between 9.3 million to 45 million cases in the U.S., with between 291,000 to 646,000 worldwide deaths. In the U.S. every year, between 12 and 61,000 die of the flu in the U.S. every year. So far, 530 have died from coronavirus, with 44,000 infected. So the numbers don't really jive, do they?
No, they don't. So I think there's politics behind this whole thing. I don't know what it is, but I don't know what to say.
Well, you said it.
You said it.
There's an agenda. There's an agenda.
Secret agenda.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. Worldwide, not just here, obviously.
Well, I won't take up any more of your time. I heard
Thank
you have
Robert.
Another caller. And good luck, and live long and prosper.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Robert. It's always a pleasure. Do we have Rob on the line?
Not yet.
Maybe. Not yet. Okay. All righty. So, we were going in, coming out of the break, we were talking about the markets. And there really is. I mean, I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet. I get the numbers. I watch the numbers. That was my first response when China first came out. It's like they're closing that 60 million for how many, for how many had the sickness and so forth. I thought it was an extreme measure. So then there's one of two things. Number one, we know government doesn't tell us the truth. So we don't know if this is more severe than what they're telling us. We really don't know. We really don't know what the number is. We really don't know that much. What I don't like about it is the targets, but so does a lot of other diseases and viruses. It does target the elderly.
Well, you know, one thing I do know, that a lot of people that were laughed at for years, prepare, you know, they call them preppers, for getting ready for emergencies. You know, they're not laughing so much at them now. The preppers were ready, and they're surviving. You know, and I just read an article about a guy in Pennsylvania named Dan Wowak, W-O-W-A-K, I guess it's Wowak, you know, who went to the woods and decided with his family to learn to survive out of the woods. He had done some other things during his life, but you know, he's ready. They're getting along just fine. They didn't have to depend on a lot of different things, and so the preppers, at this point, they're getting the last laugh, so to speak. But another article tied into it, I think, melded quite well. Excuse me. Coronavirus reveals financial irresponsibility of Americans. Now, this was very, very well put. How long could you sustain your household if you were to stop earning income? If you're like most Americans, the answer is not for long. Only 40% of Americans can afford an unexpected $1,000 expense with their savings. In fact, nearly 80% of workers are living from paycheck to paycheck. It's no surprise that the probability of an economic recession brought on by the coronavirus pandemic caused many to worry.
Hey, Butch.
Yeah, go ahead.
We do have Rob. We do have Rob now.
Okay, I'll finish this minute. It's kind of important. Go ahead.
You want me to bring Rob on, or you wanted to finish what you had?
Well, go ahead. I can finish this whenever you are, if you like.
Okay.
I mean, whatever.
All right. Welcome to the program, Rob. Are you there?
Melody, Pastor Butch.
Yeah, Rob.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for joining us again. Since I wasn't able to follow the news today, tell us what's really going on.
I can imagine
the amount of trillions and trillions of dollars that's being pumped into these systems. It's amazing.
I can imagine your schedule, Melody. Yeah, no question. We can talk about scary news or more scary news, you know, but it's all kind of scary.
Let's talk about scary financial news.
There you go. Yeah, you know, I remember Bob and I used to talk about stuff like this. This exchange stabilization fund, which no one's ever heard of. Are you familiar with it, you guys?
I am.
Yeah.
It was created.
Well, yeah, for the listeners too. First Depression in 1933-1934, the act that most people remember as the confiscation of gold, where the government by eminent domain took your gold in possession for $20 an ounce. And a short while afterwards, it was redeclared of value. It was illegal to own. You got your $20 per ounce. It was marked up to what was it, Melody? $34 and change per ounce?
It was.
The difference of that markup of times the amount of the ounces was turned into what's called the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which was disallowed. It disallowed the Congress to have any purview of the money or how it's being used. And so over the years, it's been used for various things, probably legal and illegal, and Oliver North was tied up with some of that back in the day, if you remember his stories. But that Exchange Stabilization Fund was being tapped by the Federal Reserve, and that's how they got the money to go into the stock market and buy stocks and mortgage-backed securities and other derivatives, and now they're out of money. And so when you heard yesterday that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer was holding up the Coronavirus Act, is what they're calling it, what they were doing is holding up money to fund that Exchange Stabilization Fund, so it can be used to go back into the market as part of the plunge protection team to stabilize asset values and calm down the crowd, which is what you were just talking about, Melanie. Now, keep in mind, they get a trillion in, the same rules apply in banking for the lending, fractional reserve lending, to market up to $10 trillion. Okay, now we got Ben Bernanke's helicopter money coming in, and they're going to also come up magically with money to pay people for not working, to help them stay at home and not be stressed and get some mortgage forgiveness. Okay, so imagine all this money coming out of the helicopters and floating down for a few months. later when the virus gets more under control, all that money that's out in the marketplace, the goods and services and production chases the amount of money available, and I expect hyperinflation to be a real problem in the second and third quarter. So, and that's the real scary stuff, you know. But anyway, there's a lot of things going on.
Mom,
when you say hyper,
what do you estimate it'll be?
Well, you know, it depends on where you're at and what you're doing, but I did research for seminars I did in San Antonio a couple years ago and in Austin on gold and silver, and I found if you went to a restaurant, which now we'll have a hard time finding one that's open, but you would pay for your meal before you ordered it, so the price wouldn't change by the time you got your meal. And so,
and this was
you
where?
Know, it can be just...
This is where?
This was in Germany.
Okay, gotcha. All right, yes. All right, okay.
And a 1 ounce gold coin bought a 3-star hotel. So, you know, guys, just relate that to what's going on today. And, you know, we just have a whole set of problems that no one that I know have lived through, but, you know, we've read about it. But, so, Melody, if you do have supply, you know, you're going to help a lot of people, because that's the only thing that's going to hold value, and probably we'll see a cryptocurrency come in from the government to probably be backed
that's
by
true.
Gold and silver. And
that's true.
I don't know what my retired friends are going to do that just use their computer, if they have one, for email. You know, what are they going to do with cryptocurrency, you know? I don't know. So... Lots going on.
Yeah, there's lots going on, and you know what? I'd say probably 99% of the people out there will think that this country could never be as bad as the Weimar Republic, and they're just so wrong. And I mean, what we do, the markets. I mean, they have this whole thing so orchestrated, so synchronized. I mean, even when the stock markets were going up to 28 and 29,000, it was all synchronized by global governments and central banks. They did the same thing last night, and it's just look how it sways public investments. It's amazing. It truly is amazing. But this is going to happen here.
Venezuelans wouldn't have believed that they were going to go in their mess back in the early 90s, middle 90s, late 90s. They were booming. That made it the best economic situation in South America. They would never believe they were going to fall into the point they're eating rats off the streets. But they did, didn't they?
Yep.
You know, another thing I picked up on this morning, Melody, is I understand there's a presidential order signed that personal... protection equipment, you know, the masks and everything that's so short supply. I understand that through the Obama administration, a lot was used during that SARS event and all, and it was never replaced under his administration. I don't know why. But, you know, Trump and his group obviously don't want people profiteering off of other people's needs, you know. And the way that order was written, it appears to have a commercial piece of it that could spill over into the silver market, where Jamie Dimon's company has billions of ounces, and a huge upswing in that price would make him, I think, in violation of that order because of profiteering off of the economic misery of people wanting to buy the supply of gold that he has at a huge profit. So I don't know where that'll go, but I just found that this morning. I didn't have a lot of time to do a deep dive on it. But, you know, and another thing that gets me... Go ahead, Melody.
You know, it's interesting, you know, during this time, how you see all these, you know, various things. Everybody still wants to pin it on the various administrations and so forth and whatnot. It's just like, just get over and get it done. If this is what you need to do, then do it. And it's just so much, it's just like, no, it was them. I mean, then on the other side, you can hear, well, you know, they cut down and they cut all the, you know, all these jobs of the, you know, the pandemic departments and so forth were never funded. And I mean, it's just like, it's maddening. It's just like, be quiet and get it done.
I agree.
But do you know what I think? Yeah, like, do you know what I think is interesting, though? And I'm going to make my call here. We're kind of going off topic, but then I want you to continue with what you were saying, Rob, because I always want my guests to talk, because we talk all the time. I think what's going to happen is... Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, you know, last week when Pastor Butch and you and I were talking, you know, we did discuss about the overblown nature of the media, and it is just continuing that. And yeah, I've seen reports from different channels that I use on flatbed train cars full of all kinds of military equipment, including tanks, on the eastern border. I sent you one, Melody. Did you see one? One was going through Maryland, by the way, carrying tanks.
Well, I'm way down south tomorrow, so I'm sure that was heading up to the northern.
Oh, you weren't out on the you weren't out on the tracks with your lantern there. Okay,
no, but, I was on the beach.
But you know, I mean, we don't hear some of those things, and maybe, I don't know, Trump's going to use those to go arrest the bad guys, or maybe they're here for the right reason, to keep people in a safe place or whatever. But, you know, but we hear so much on the news from a whole bunch of different voices, and you and Butch and I were talking about, you know, the media spin, and unfortunately still that's what most people listen to. I mean, that's
true.
It's what we grew up with.
Yeah, but you know what? Things always get so out of control. And not to say that didn't happen. I mean, I can believe it now more than anything, because they are using the reserves. California is. I was told from my one buyer's in California, and I was talking to his wife, and she was saying, if you're caught out in the street, they can take your business license from you. Because she was trying to think of an excuse to tell them if she got pulled over. And, you know, because it was all essential businesses, and if you're financial, you can be out in the streets and so forth. And so I do believe the picture's good. But I can remember when various things happened, like, I don't know, when I was living in Arizona, I can't remember what the situation was, but there was something going on. And they were saying all the military and martial law was, you know, there was a big, and they showed pictures of all these tankers going. Well, it was they were moving the equipment from the base. I mean, it was a normal convoy that you would normally see. And I don't know if we see that as much as we used to. But I can remember driving on the highways, you always saw army convoys and military convoys and stuff like that. So I don't, you know, you have to be careful with what one is over the other. But I think it is very real, because they are using the reserves as of now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go under limbo stick all around the limbo clock. Now, hey, let's do the limbo rock.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. And we have Pastor Butch Paul as my co-host. And also we have Rob West joining us from Colorado. So I want to thank him for taking the time out and spending the two segments with us. He's got a lot of great information. And let's go ahead and continue with Rob. I think Butch asked you a question during the break.
Yeah,
he wanted
to
talk a little bit more about the crypto, if there was a possibility of a crypto.
How's that going to work? How's that going to work, Rob?
Well, to give you a quick backdrop, I've done quite a deep dive, and in 2011, I wrote a couple of papers on the banking system, and I found our Fed Chairman, Alan Greenspan, past Fed Chairman, was a very talented man, and he was actually well known within his small circle of friends of being an expert computer programmer. And a lot of the functions of our current Federal Reserve appears to come by his keyboard. And so to think, I think they promoted and allowed the Bitcoin to get into place first and then others followed suit, but they wanted people to get used to that type of exchange of currency, or that item as a currency, so that when they come to the rescue and tank the other.
We
lost you for a second, Bob.
Yeah.
We lost you for a second. Go ahead. When they tank what now?
When they can come out and tank the Bitcoin and the other cryptos that are out there and say, you know, we're the federal government, we're here to protect you, and we have our own cryptocurrency, it's a great idea. Ours is the only one that we're going to permit. And so it can convert us away from all the nonsense and the fractional reserve banking and the hypothecation and rehypothecation and all that stuff. And maybe Trump knows about this, maybe, I don't know. But if we reboot with the whole brand new system, then all of the debts and things, remember the book that Stansberry wrote called, you know, about the Jubilee and all that. Okay, we have a problem of economic dimensions we cannot solve, and so we're going to reboot with a brand new system, restore everyone back approximately if we can to their value as much as possible, and we're in control. So, but yeah, Greenspan has quite a history of being a very bright guy, and what I was reading, his moving into the fractional reserve banking and the hypothecation and the rehypothecation of assets and all that was to continue to promote the division of labor from our industrial revolution and the compartmentalization of professionalism and commerce and manufacturing into the specialty fields, which really advanced our whole country and advanced the world. And in a way, he's right. But now, they have all the chips, and if they're the bad guys, they're in the wrong hands. So, you know, this is me. I've done a lot of research from reliable sources that I think, but guys, this is me, and I don't know if what I'm being prepared based on what I know. That's all I know. And I know Melody and Pastor Butch is trying to keep you guys on solid footing, both metal-wise and religious-wise, with, you know, believing in God. And moving forward with confidence, because we're a great country, and we're not going to just sit down for this. Yeah.
I hope not. But you know what? You did make a statement there. I would just have to question when you said they would bring us back to as much of our value as possible. And I don't think we'd have a choice as to what our value would be. I think it's just, and I think that's what they're going to delete. They're going to take your value now. So you have very little value. That's, you know, they're going to.
That could be.
You know, and it would have to be when that value would be determined. And they would strip people of their value first. And that's the problem.
Well, you know, that's certainly a valid point, Melody. And, you know, when I pull up my accounts on my computer screen, I'm believing what I'm reading, but how do I know? I don't even know that those digits are correct digits.
No, and whenever there's a crisis, we know government comes in to help, and people fall in, you know, they're the Pied Piper.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan said that.
Mm-hmm.
We're from the government.
Well, you know,
we're here to help.
We're here.
The
supposed to go the
words.
Other way. Run the other way.
Yeah. If you read Jeremiah 17:5, you understand that. But you know, one thing, and I know that I'm slow learning this. I'm don't be impatient with me. But I understand that when you had gold backing dollars and silver backing dollars, you could take to the bank and you could get a silver dollar for a paper dollar, a silver certificate. But how are you going to take crypto to the bank and get gold out of it?
Well,
it's not going to be redeemable in gold, right?
Well, you know, you wouldn't think so. I mean, some of this.
Well, if it's gold,
you know,
if it's gold backed. If it's gold
backed, that doesn't mean it would be redeemable.
Yeah.
Well, how could it be gold backed if you can gold out of it?
Well, most people wouldn't even ask, but what they're going to have to look for is something to rebuild confidence quickly. And so you got a good point there, Pastor Butch.
Yeah, but the thing is, you could very easily have a currency, even if it's not crypto, you could still have something backed by something. It doesn't mean that it's redeemable, but it would give that, I mean, all money is just based on confidence, and it would give people the confidence to believe in another currency. Oh, it's backed by gold, but people would be, but you'd only be allowed, and that's the key, it's all control anyway, you would only be allowed to use what they choose you to use. It would not be redeemable.
So it would be another fiat currency, basically. Just we think it's worth something again.
Well, they'll say it's backed by gold, and it might be by 10%. They might have a load of you know, because the cryptocurrencies, Rob, isn't it controlled by so many coins that they would?
The idea of crypto is appealing because it has the. Blockchain technology that will not allow it to be over-manufactured.
Right.
So it has to maintain that. That's why apparently Bit and all those others seem to zoom in value, because only so many can be put out there, and the more it's used, and that's all that's there, then the value goes up, just like our dollars do now, or supposedly. So, yeah, it's the blockchain technology that everyone has access to, the finite manufacturing of the supply. And I don't know who could break that code, but somebody invented it too, you know. I don't know.
So that would do away with cash, then. It would be a cashless society, basically.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Works into another scheme, doesn't it? We read about in the Bible. But anyway. All right.
Yep.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. But, you know, some form of stabilization has to come out to lead people again. And I deal with folks like you do every day, too, you folks, Melody and Butch. And, you know, I mean, there's such a variety of ideas out there, but almost everyone's looking for leadership. And, you know, they're wanting to be follow the follower, or follow the leader, not follow the follower. And that's just human nature, you know. And we need to think about this when we elect people. Look, we're having people make life-changing decisions for us, and they got elected because they had more money and they were popular or something, you know. We have no idea if they know what they're doing.
No.
You know, seriously.
That's very true.
And So, guys out there, if you're voting, do vote. But let's get a criteria, you know. And if these people that are running for office, we got the ability to write in or something, you know. I mean, we need to refine this so we don't have this mistake again. We have people out there making decisions that have no business even listening to me. And I'm not an authority, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're fabulous, Rob. I mean, you've spent a lot of time educating yourself and sharing what you've learned. And, you know, I know I appreciate it. So you have a tremendous service to share with people. So, I mean, I thank you for doing that. And, I just mentioned somebody yesterday. I says, the state, you know, we're supposed to be in this big crisis. When I took my dog to the vet yesterday, I mean, it was business as usual everywhere. And I says, you know, it's just such conflicting messages that, you know, we're going through this crisis. I says, you know what, it just really comes down to there's very little leadership. It's nobody's paying any attention, because we haven't had any decent leaders for so long that nobody's paying attention to the ones that are supposed to be our leaders now.
Well, Pastor Butch, what do you think of this? You know, let's just release a bunch of prisoners, okay? And then we have Philadelphia and Chicago and other cops that won't even show up to take a report on anything unless it's a murder. Okay, what could go wrong with that picture?
Well, we have a bunch of criminals in D.C., so would it be a lot of difference?
Maybe that's where all the trains were going. I'm not sure.
You never know. You know,
that's where they should be going.
I got to share this. This is funny and sad at the same time, but Portland, Oregon, as you know, has been hit pretty hard also, and they forced the strip clubs out there to close down. And, of course, I'm sure it broke a lot of guys' hearts. But the owner of a strip club came up with an idea. He started a business where the girls delivered the food, take out food. So he put the girls back to work delivering food. I mean, hey, give them credit for creativity, you know what I'm saying? So, at least they're working. Now, folks, I'm just telling you, this is really happening, okay? And I won't even tell you the name of the club, the restaurant, but it is there, and that's how they got around that deal. So you know what?
Those girls are people too, Butch.
They are. I agree. Yeah, they are. But you know, Denver closed all the liquor stores and pot dispensaries. They had to reopen them because people were getting upset they couldn't get the booze and the marijuana. So go figure. I mean, they're willing to die for a fifth of whiskey, but they don't mind everything else shutting down. I don't know, folks. This is beyond me. So you figure it out.
Well, God had to have known this is coming, and he's still shaking his head, you know. So
I believe he has a sense of humor. I just look down sometimes. As a matter of fact, in Psalms chapter 2, it says that he will laugh at our derision. I mean, he's got to look down and think, man, these people are really messed up, and they still won't listen to me. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, Pastor Butch, as long as you can still deliver and so can Melody, I think everybody's going to be all right if they keep tuning into your show. So,
well, thank you for that. And I know for sure Melody Seastrom will be there when a lot of people are long gone, because Melody's got the integrity to stick to it. She does.
Well, thank you.
I mean, she's not out just to make a profit. She actually cares for the people. And that's why I do shows with her, because I respect her for that. I've done shows with other people that I found that later on were maybe a little bit of a scammer, and I quit doing shows with them. Melody never was that way, so I respect you for that highly. I really do.
Well, you know, this evening I'm doing a presentation on asset protection trusts to show people how to protect things that they own away from all this nonsense, and it is a rather sophisticated tool of this particular spendthrift trust, but the wealthy people invented it, and you know they're not going to vote it away. And but you know, we have such confusion out there now. It's particularly people that are living close to each other in condominiums and stacked apartments and things like that. You know, they just don't have some of the choices, you know, that other people do that live out in the country.
Yes, very right. Yes.
So.
Very much right.
Well, Melody, it's been great talking to you guys.
You
well,
too,
thank
Bob.
You, Rob. I appreciate you joining us, taking the time out. And
it's nice to see you, Rob. Join us.
Yes, it is very much so. And I probably won't be able to make it to your seminar as much as I'd like to, but I do. Do you have any contact? Can anybody join it? Or you know?
My website has a link to it. It's VIPinsiderLLC.com. If they go to that website, they'll see a link on the front page. And I am going to record it for use again, because it's just going to be good information to have on file. But bless you, Melody. You're a sweetheart.
Thank you. You
Pastor
too.
Butch, love talking to you.
Okay, my friend. You take care.
God
All
bless
right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. He's such,
such a
wonderful
nice fella.
Man.
He is.
He really
Robert's is. A good guy. He really is.
He really is. He and I was truly blessed when he and Sherry decided to drive from Ohio just to drop in to say hello, because Bob Chapman says a lot of nice things about you. And that was
you
a
know,
wonderful day.
He reminds me a little bit of Bob. He reminds me a little bit of Bob. He does. The way he talks, a little bit of Bob. He reminds me just of some of the things he says, the way he says it. But,
and he's so calm when he
yes,
says
he
it.
Is.
I
so
get
is
all
Bob.
Excited.
Yes.
I get excited and emotional and everything. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.